Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slutter smut, the riders on they on Facebook. Kept them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the touch. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air to break the law. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these bootlicking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. A user was a booster, ain't no half-ends to the movement. I got elders and soldiers, fuck, still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with the OG locked in prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up to Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in a burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they fly. But they more cats specific niggas will start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they'll rat you out to the cops. Smile at your face, but these niggas got me twisted like lava. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my gun spit. Niggas be working for the state, so they kill us or they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie toggle league niggas say.
People say they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
Motherfuckers, the
We must go throughout the community, leading by example, politically educating our people, culturally educating our people to the true reality of us facing genocide, extermination, based on the attacks that have been coming politically, economically, socially, and militarily. So we must recognize these issues and stand up strong. We must clean up, wake up, and stand up united as a powerful people. We must serve the people and raise their consciousness, similar to how the OG Panthers, which was created in 1966 by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, when they set out to serve and defend the people. It's so vital for us to understand that we are servants of the people. We are the oxen that the people ride. We must be strong and stand up and lead the way to true revolution, to true freedom and independence for all Africans on the planet. We must move together and understand that we seek primarily to organize the field myth. We seek primarily to organize the masses that are downtrodden and oppressed. We're not talking about them house niggas. They got to go. We talking about the masses of our people who are not bourgeois, who are not middle class, who are not invested into the system. Economically, psychologically, we have been fooled and brainwashed to align ourselves. But once we understand the truth, we'll recognize who our real race enemy really is. And we will seek to serve and defend our people. It takes courage. It takes heart to patrol the brute beast police like Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, like we do as Black Rock today. It is a key prong to serving and defending the people. The survival program was originally called the Serve the People program. So the survival program consisted of, back in the day, free breakfast for children programs, free bus in the prison programs, free health clinics, and plenty of other programs that was necessary to uplift our people, to raise us out of the muck and the mire, to clean up, to wake up, and stand up and face off with our real race's enemy to achieve total, absolute liberation and salvation of the Black nation. We seek to organize the field niggas, the lumping proletariat, the underemployed, the unemployed, and our unemployed vote, the reserve army of the capitalist system that they refused to employ because it would upset the whole capitalist class structure. We can't move on up. They won't allow it. Our skin color is a badge against them ever integrating us. We must understand that there is no moving on up. It's either absolute liberation or total extermination. And we must make up our mind to the truth. There is no assimilation. There is no integration, matriculation, all that bullshit hating that the oppressor try to force into our minds and our soul. It is not going down. We must recognize the foolishness of fake integration. This is what Pantherism 101 is really all about. Standing strong and powerful in our true African nature. In tune with nature. Pantherism we pushing today represents the ecological and the cosmological. So we seek to save ourselves. We seek to save the planet, the sun, the moon, the stars. Against total obliteration in our, as a people, extermination. Because it's all interconnected. This is why we must stop the fascists immediately. Ain't no gradualism. Ain't no slow dragging. We want immediate freedom by any means necessary. And that's when we push it based on Pantherism 101. When the enemy runs across the middle passage on a rocky slave ship, they buzz over here as a nation of people. Millions of our people A whole nation was drug over here and forced and trapped at the bottom of this fascist state. We are a nation within the nation. And our guiding ideology is African intercommunalism. Let's touch on that. It's some key prongs to African intercommunalism that we must understand. First off is black nationalism, recognizing that we as black people are a nation within the nation. Second point is pan-Africanism, understanding that we are not a minority. We are connected to all Africans on the continent and throughout the diaspora. And we must understand we are a billion deep and more. So we represent the full majority on the planet. And the evil enemy, white minority, the small group of Europeans are the minority. Because whenever we see ourselves as a minority, we foolishly go about our struggle. We foolishly go about our independence with a hat in the hand approach, a begging approach. We must understand our true power. Our power in numbers, our power in getting them straps for real doubt and representing to the fullest. Because Malcolm X told us revolution is based on land, but it's also based on bullshit. There has never, ever been a true independent struggle that was based on nothing but nonviolent, a peaceful way. There's never been a peaceful revolution. We must understand that and look at the history of the planet and recognize gang to the fullest. We must understand, as Panthers, our job is to raise the consciousness of our people to where they move right along with us to liberate themselves. That's what we pushing. Let's look at the third point of African intercommunalism, which is black liberation theology. Understanding that we are one with the Creator. And with His help and our push, we will be able to liberate ourselves. Last but not least, recognizing internationalism and recognizing the true state of every nation, a so-called nation on the planet. And understanding that the oppressed masses of the planet must rise up. So this ain't just about racist America. This is about the entire planet from a cosmological and an ecological point of view. Our people have always been in harmony with nature, in harmony with Earth. We were the caretakers, the vicegerents of the planet to guard it against evil and destruction. We worked in harmony with the evil oppressor, was at war with nature, and still at war with nature. We must harness our ability to force and merge with nature and use it as a weapon against the real racist enemy. That's what we're pushing all day, every day, even on Sunday. Let's look at the Blackwater's creed, though. It states, when your time comes to die for black and oppressed people, be not like those whose hearts are filled with fear of death. Sing your song and die like a hero going home. I am a black rider. I am a soldier and a member of a team. I am a servant of the people and live with revolutionary values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I am disciplined, physically, mentally, tough, trained, and proficient in the way of a warrior. I always maintain my arms, equipment, and self. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the party and the people. I am a black freedom fighter. I am a black rider. That's what we pushing, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. Because it's death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. So this is our Pantherism 101, to serve and defend the people. Today will be a short show, but we're going to bring on our MOD, our Minister of Defense, King Samir, who's been pushing for over 30 years for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. Black power, and all power to the people.
Black power, black motherfucking power. Salute.
Black power.
Black power, black power, black power, black power. Let's wake up. Black motherfucking power. The MOD is on deck. Yes, sir. Definitely not going to wish everyone a happy Jew year. And I want to say liberation. I will no longer be using the greeting words of peace until we receive some goddamn peace. Pantherism 101. To serve and defend. 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 A lot of us get hyped over serving, but a whole lot of us, comrade, shaking our boots and pissing our damn pants when we hear the word defend. That means somewhere along the line, somebody gonna have to get knocked the fuck out. That means somewhere along the line, comrades, some cracker's teeth is gonna have to be rolling down his little pale ass throat. Which in turn means we must be trained to be able to defend not just the people, but goddammit, we got to defend all black nation property in view. General order number one, to take charge of my post. And all black nation property in view. To take charge of my post. What is your post? Your post is all black nation property in view. What is all black nation property? That means wherever we are. Because the white man don't own a goddamn thing on this planet. So wherever we are, we are to take charge of that circumference. We are to take charge of that post. Because Black Riders ain't no goddamn mealy mouth, butt sucking, ball scratching sissies. We come on deck, we take charge. And we do it strong. And we do it in a disciplined and tactful manner. So we're talking about serving and defending. Well, let's talk about some defense tonight. Huh? We're going in or coming in to 2019. So the white man says. So how many of us are still going to be lazy ass? Not panthers, because panthers ain't lazy, but lazy-ass domesticated alley cats. Just want to be seen in a few flicks. Huh? You just want to be rolling with Brother Ascari and eat a ref. Just want to be seen and shit. You just want to try to be going all up in these sisters' drawers and shit with your revolutionary self. Yeah, I see you. But we can't serve the people in an undisciplined manner. Why? Because the opposite attracts. So when we come on the scene looking sharp, militant, disciplined, humble, well-studied, and ready to kill in self-defense. That attracts. It could be one of us. It could be 21 of us. The people are watching. So as we know the people are watching, we have to be on our best because we are the best. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the fruit is the best manifestation of the tree. The fruit, best. So if we are the fruit from that liberationary tree, I'm talking that tree with the name of Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I'm talking that beautiful black tree with the name of George Jackson and Jonathan Jackson. I'm talking about that tree that represents the name Patrice Lumumba. I'm talking about that tree that represents the Haitian Army. Since we're talking about serving and defending, oh, we got to talk about the Haitian Army just for a hot second. Militant. Very well organized and disciplined and beat the hell out of crackers. So much to the point the crackers utilizes the strategic tactics of the Haitian Army to go in and murder our fellow brothers and sisters all across this globe. And I'm not talking about no motherfucking pale ass, pissy ass, rusty, dusty Arabs. I'm talking about Africans. So, in self-defense, we have seen many examples of uprisings and rebellions. We have seen many rebellions that led to our sovereignty in certain points of the planet. I remember a few years ago when our National Minister of Public Relations, Ida Ref, came on and he talked about, I remember this like it was just yesterday, he talked about Kiambo and the revolutionary plight of Kiambo. And if y'all have not seen that movie, you need to go watch it. Kiambo. In fact, it's on YouTube. Q-I-L-O-M-B-O. I believe that is the correct spelling. But check it out. Check it out. So we cannot be Panthers or say that we're Panthers and ain't willing to serve and defend. Because in this life, our people are suffering. And I tell us all the time, comrades, we are the doctors with the remedies and cures to the ailments of the sickness of our people. We got it. We know what it takes to raise the conscious mind of the black man, woman, and child and become a liberated nation. But how many of us are really, really ready to take that stance? Because you will get a bullet thrown at you, maybe 5 or 60. Or maybe 5 from a damn 60. Oh, there's hella sacrifices. There's hella struggle in being a revolutionary. There's hella struggle in being a Panther. Let's look at the history. You cannot say from 1966 all the way up until, let's say, 1971, that the Black Panther Party did not struggle day after day after day after day after day. And I'm just talking about the basic struggles. I'm not even talking about the psychological operations that each and every comrade had to go through that we don't know nothing about in their personal lives. But they still gave their life. Some of them made goddamn excuses, yes. There's always an 85% in every social class of society. There's always a 5% in every social class of society. There's always a 10% in every social class of society. What do I mean by that? That means there's always those who's going to be lazy, shiftless, and niggardly. Then there's always going to be the few, the 5%, who gets the work done. And then there's going to be the 10%, those who just want to come around when all of the getting is good after all the goddamn struggle and blood we had to shed to get our objective accomplished. So they just want to reap the benefits. Go home and talk a little Panther talk. But don't do no damn Panther work. These are the 10%, the blood suckers of the poor, the rich slave makers of the poor. So these niggas out here robbing you blind, giving you some damn regurgitated information, and you paying these niggas $5,000 and $10,000 to come talk to you for an hour, 2 hours, to give you some bullshit information, something that's going to give you a little softer pat on your coon-ass head to keep you from the real reality of this liberationary struggle, and somebody's ass got to get kicked. You want to be free, don't you? Somebody's ass got to get kicked. It's the only way to freedom. It's the only way. So I'll be damned if I sit up here and make it comfortable for you. The problem is we're scared to defend ourselves. The problem is we're scared to defend our women, scared to defend our children, scared to defend our elders. Just too damn scared. Well, it's time to wake up, clean up, and stand up. Don't you want to be a black man in 2019? Don't you want to be a black woman in 2019? Or you want to be that same old punk-ass, head-scratching, shoe-shining nigga? A goddamn coward. But I'm talking about shining up your boots, ironing your uniform crisp. Huh? Look at yourself in your wardrobe. Don't it feel good when you step into your uniform? Don't it feel good to know that you're on this planet completing the history? As a Panther, not just repeating, completing. Because a lot of us are taking over the posts of those before us who have quit their damn post. I'm going to tell you like it is. Since we're on Pantherism 101, General Order Number 5, to quit my post only when properly relieved. You don't quit on revolution, fool. We ain't free yet. So when you quit, it's an automatic sign that you're a fucking coward. Oh, you don't like the way I do this. I'ma just quit. Since I can't have my way, I'm gonna quit. Shut your punk ass up and sit your punk ass down and get the hell out of the way, because somebody is ready to put their life on the line Somebody is ready to help us feed, clothe, and politically educate and organize our people out here. Get your ass out the way. And we're no longer going to make it easy for you damn cowards. We're no longer going to make it comfortable for you damn cowards. Pantherism 101, my favorite topic. You want to be panthers or you still want to be a domesticated alley cat? Because a lot of you so-called panthers have become comfortable with being nothing but a domesticated alley cat. Now, ain't that an oxymoron? Because you can't domesticate an alley cat. But some of you, shielding behind a panther emblem, shielding your cowardice, shielding your hatred for African people in a panther uniform, under the panther ideology, and you still a nigger. We give our lives for this because we have taken an oath that we will give our life before our words shall fail. So when we say word is bond, bond is life, and I will give my life before my words shall fail. That's in our lessons, man. That's in our lessons by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Have you not heard that your word shall be bond? Yes, my word is bond, and bond is life. Because the word is life. We're talking about serving and defending. So we got to be ready to give of our own self. And not look for any damn thing in return. Our people are sick. We are suffering from Europhilia. And this damn cracker has gone all over this planet like a raging disease, an annoying ass virus, and has inflicted and infected billions to trillions of the minds of African people. Oh, y'all thought I was going to speak for the whole of humanity, huh? Fuck out of here. If you ain't black, get the fuck back. Black power. So be ready to give of yourself. When you come in this organization, be ready to give of yourself. Because that's what Panthers do. We serve and defend and protect the people. This is why we are the Vanguard. The Vanguard is the elite of the elite. Aren't you proud to be that? Don't you feel proud to be a panther? Or you feel ashamed of being a panther. So when the crackers come around, you whispering and ducking and hiding in the donut shop so the peck of wood don't see you in your uniform. Some of y'all run to the goddamn police station. Panthers. The pig is our enemy. I'm going to say it again. Panthers. The pig is our enemy. Whether it's the pig on the dinner table or the pig sitting in the police car at the corner, that motherfucker is our enemy. We don't protect nor defend pigs. Uh-oh. I see Panthers the fuck running around here voting in uniform, holding up voting signs. Vote for this nigga. Vote for this nigga. Vote for this cracker. This cracker, he speaks for our interests. Fuck he do. But yeah, I see you. Panthers running around here talking about some goddamn Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Panthers that have taken an oath to fight and disrupt and dismantle and destroy white supremacy. Some of y'all just can't let go. Cracker still got you. Merry Christmas. Oh, and let me hit you with this one. I had to check some Negro who claims himself to be a Panther who basically said, fuck Kwanzaa, fuck the principles of Kwanzaa, all of that. See, these are the type of Negroes we have to be mindful of. But then in turn, say it out of his mouth. I love Dr. Khalid. Well, how do you love Dr. Khalid making the statement of fuck the principles of Kwanzaa? Khalid Muhammad would have slapped the goddamn starch out of you. See, we allow these Negroes to run around here to continue to be disrespectful because, one, they are not politically educated. Two, they are not culturally educated. And three, they are not spiritually educated. The first duty of a Panther is to be politically, culturally, and spiritually conscious. That's the first duty of a Panther. Spiritually, culturally, and politically conscious. Doesn't matter what order it comes in, but those three degrees you got to cover. You must cover. That is mandatory. So this means, comrades, your ass got to be studying. You can't be ignorant. Just putting on your uniform and walking around with your goddamn gun, that don't make you a Panther. Got people who've been in the Black Panther Party for over 10 goddamn years and can't tell you not one point of the 10-point program. Not one. That's ignorant as hell. Can't give you not one point of the 9 local objectives. Can't give you not one point of the Black Commune program. Can't give you not one point of the rules and regulations. Can't tell you shit. Because he's just ignorant as hell. All they want to do is just carry a gun. Better watch these type Negroes. They will destroy our organization. So, comrades, let us get disciplined. Let us get organized. This is Pantherism 101. So I'm suggesting everyone get the book by Baba Mwalimu Baruti called Message to the Warriors. It is an instructional book to us on how we should basically rethink and reevaluate a whole lot of stuff that we do. Bible teaches on the warrior's enemies, the warrior's behavior, the warrior's attitude, the warrior's appearance, the warrior's words, the warrior's compliment, meaning our mate, the warrior's preparedness, the warrior's action, the warrior's accountability, the warrior's education, the warrior's religion, the warrior's rules. Do y'all see where I'm going with this? Message to the warriors. Because we got to do a self-check. I understand we're on the front line every day. But sometimes when it gets hard, especially when we got to step off of that front line and come do some basic ABC stuff. So now we leave our defense line open. Ah, but the Black Riders are much smarter and wiser than that, Mr. White Man. Huh? The new Black Panther Party under the leadership of Crystal Muhammad is much more wiser than that, Mr. White Man. So we're not leaving any post uncovered, comrades. Cover down and hold the line. Black motherfucking power and death to white supremacy.
Black power, as usual, pushing them jewels hard on the masses, as it's supposed to be done to the fullest all day, every day, even on the Sunday. This is the Black Survival Class Radio Show, pushing Pantherism 101 to serve and defend the people. Let's go to the next caller. Let's get 510-422. You're on Black Survival Class Radio Show. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power. Black power, all power to the people. Can y'all hear me out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got like 10 minutes, sir. Going to skip them bars. Black power.
Black power, black power. Yes, sir. This is Sergeant EJ, the Black Riders representing. Major Jewel that was dropped. God listen to us for tech, serve tech people is major important, especially the heightened intensification of white terrorism that's going on domestically across the country that's been recently taking place within the last few days. And it's important for us to be able to analyze the concrete conditions to have a concrete analysis. That's what the Black Panthers was about and teaching Black Pantherism one-on-one through people's investigation and find out exactly what's on the ground so we'll be able to protect and defend the people in a properly righteous manner. We have exhausted and also exhausted a lot of political efforts because we know that political politics is war with bloodshed and war is politics with bloodshed. So it's time for people to arm up, defend themselves, defend the people too, by all means, have a selfless sacrifice. There's no cowards. There's no traitors. There's no one going to sell out for or against our race. No. We need people to protect, defend, and be a real man and be a real woman for the black liberation of our people. Black power and all power to the people. That's all I wanted to say. Black power.
Black power, black power. Let's move on to the next caller. 510-712. 510-712, you're on Black Survival Class Radio Show. Black power.
Black power and all power to the people. Can you hear me, sir?
Black power.
Black power, this is Eda West, Minister of Public Relations of Black Riders Liberation Party, calling live out of Oakland, California, the home of the original Black Panther Party for self-defense. The topic is we're talking about Pantherism one-on-one. We're talking about the Black Riders Liberation Party, the anniversary, you know what I'm saying? This is the year of the Panther Claw, 2019. You know, Conrad touched earlier on serving the people and the Serving the People programs of the original Black Panthers. But it ain't no serving the people without securing the people. Like I said, it ain't no serving the people without securing the people. The first step in serving is selfless sacrifice. Extreme loyalty is African royalty. Extreme loyalty is African royalty. If you think that the MOB, the King Samir, just call himself the king, nah, it don't work like that. He, his dedication to the survival of black people is proclaims that title. And we ain't talking about no bourgeois, neocolonial puppet king either. You know what I'm saying? Not, we ain't talking about that. We talking about real struggle and survival. You know what I'm saying? Not our Minister of Defense. He got us fucked up. General Taco did not just call himself the general. You know what I'm saying? He sacrificed his life to actually build cadres and armies for decades. Like the Conrad said, man, it's not about repeating. It's about completing. It's not about competing. It's about completing. Complete constructive change. That's what revolution is. Revolution is the only solution. Revolution is a process. It's not a specific event. It's not just limited to a rebellion. And this war of liberation struggle been going on since Taharqa and General Shabaka and the Nile Valley Civilization of Nubia, of Kemet. This shit been going on for years. So it's not nothing that's going to start. It's something that's already going on right now. You know what I'm saying? And there is armed struggle being waged. There is attacks on the enemy being waged right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody ain't just taking this position, a passive position, as you can see. But if your ears ain't tuned to what's going on, then you ain't going to be aware of what's going on. If your eyes ain't open, if you have not developed a security state of consciousness, then you are actually behind the people. You can't even lead the people because the people are forced to have to develop a security state of consciousness due to the fascist imperialist backlash. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to say salute to all my comrades nationwide, all the comrades that's incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? What's the call? We say free them all, black power, and all power to the people.
Black power. Black power. Much respect to our Staff Sergeant EJ and our Minister of Public Relations, Eden Rev. Always dropping them jewels. We pushing all day, every day, even on a Sunday, for the total liberation and salvation of the black nation. Tune in January 15th, same black time, same black channel, as we push this Black Survival Class radio show. Black power and all power to the people.
Born in 1946 in Michael Kalashnikov, built with loosely fitted parts, deliver devastating shots. Hold them 7.6239 millimeter, fully automatic, gas powered magazine feeding. I can bust underwater, require minimal cleaning. Plus, I'm easy to dismantle for maintenance of my machinery. Soviet ingenuity, virtually indestructible. It comes around the men and historically proven functional. Duplicated in China with a slightly shorter muscle, though. My first place was a Russia, most popular across the globe. What about they call me Chop? Listen, I saw me Rashad. Get my nickname from the sounds that I be making. When I'm knocking up around the establishment from the Middle East to Compton, find me rocking with the fashion who lives with limited options. The shots are down in the bottom, trotting it down the knowledge. In the hands of the oppressors, where you find me the most common. But from 40 to 100 for metal minutes to rockers. As soon as my chamber's cocked, then my owner can get it by. I make an arsenal no complete, I'm the gorilla's choice of weapon. What's my motherfucking name? They call me AK-47.
Yeah, oink, oink, bang, bang. Real power come from the barrel of a gun. See, Mao Zedong teaches us. The war is just politics with bloodshed. The politics is just war without bloodshed. So we gon' let these shots be for us. Arm struggle, motherfuckers. Arm up.
I'm the Uzi, the trusty Tuli. I bust smoothly, I leave blood spewing. I'm the foolie made by the Yehudi. I bust nines, you can use two of me at one time. Specialize in suppression, fire, and drive-by. 600 rounds per minute is how I'm fitting. Just picture when the clip is extended, shit is ridiculous. Sometimes I hold 30, sometimes I hold 50. I'm light so you can lift me and move swiftly. I get busy. I don't do long distance or have good position. My position is counter-offensive, I'm vicious. I leave you dripping to everybody that's chilling with you. I'm relentless, everybody can get the issue. I can buy you time so you can find a new place to hide behind. I'm not reliable. I'm designed to survive. Try me. Rah! That's what it sounds like when gorillas cry. Hey! Have a cool, I'm a fool, way too cool. It's time to kill the enemy. Killing people's war. Retail why Watu. Arm stubborn motherfuckers that use the eye make everybody die. This submachine gun ain't the one, it's no joke. Everybody getting smoked. Spread pigs, politicians, avaricious businessmen. Oink, oink, bang, bang, spray, spray. Brrrrat. Black power, bloodbaths, and land showers.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to us. Cars, black as a rap star, it's nothing without God. With boom, rough, and